Wisdom comes from living, not study. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Wisdom comes from living, not study. Now, I have a very flamboyant student living in Las Vegas, and he's an Indian. And he is in the middle of writing his original thesis for his Art and Science of Wholeness course for his bachelor's degree. And in writing his thesis, among other beautiful things, he says, "I walked into this dimension with all of my marbles together, with all my acts together." He says, "I know what I'm doing, and my world is wonderful. I knew exactly what I was doing when I came on this dimension." And he said, that is very good. I don't know, might even have his words right here. Here it is, yeah. He says, "As a young boy, I realized how to reveal other dimensions into reality. Now, as an adult, self-realization is my reality. By choosing to listen from within, the creating of my perfect world is done with each step I take. This is my understanding of who I am. I walked from the other dimension into this dimension, lacking nothing, and for all that is needed is within me. The action needed is my word alone. Let it be revealed unto me, and in it is done. So say the Master Shaman." Very remarkable young man. Obviously, I'll be making a few little corrections in his wonderful thesis, but basically, he's got the idea. He's number one. He is the creator of his world. He is in charge of his life. Where did he get that wisdom? Well, when he came to the University of Healing. Well, not really. He came to the University of Healing because he had that wisdom. He recognized that we teach what he believes, as he started out with his beginning statement here. And Tony, if you're listening to this, how about that? Thank you. "The Art and Science of Wholeness philosophy of the University of Healing defines my philosophy of life. I have been shown from the book that all is done of my own thought, and I am here on this physical plane, the creation of my own world." Wow, you know, pretty good. He's really got it well started. Now we'll watch and see how he lives it. And so far, as a young man, he's living it quite well. He has a lovely family, and they're doing beautiful things, and he's very devoted to his Indian culture, his Indian heritage. Wisdom comes from living. So now, what kind of living is he going to be doing? He's going to be living his Indian culture, his Indian heritage, based upon the philosophy that we have here at the University of Healing. And this is all to the good. However, how is he going to be maintained in his understanding? How is he going to be maintained in his awareness of what he's doing? Ingeborg, how is he going to be maintained? How is he going to be maintained? Ingeborg, face forward, please. That's a good. How is he going to be maintained in his philosophy of what he believes that he's learning here at the University of Healing?
In practicing it.
Practicing it by listening within, right?
Yes.
Right. Practicing it by listening within. Now, we gave a lecture at lunchtime, and in the lecture we said, be not distracted by anything, right? So now, let's practice that too. Be not distracted by anything. Just keep your attention right over in this area. And you wonder why I keep not paying attention to people. When people get distracted because the dogs are wanting attention or because whatever is going on, what's the most important thing in the world for you? If I said to you, Ingeborg, Jesus is speaking today, and he is going to give a message just for you, and you say, wow, and you believe that 100%, and that could happen. You believe that 100%. And so then you go to hear his message, but then you took your puppies along, and they want to take your attention away from listening to the talk. And then there's a little baby another aisle is crying, taking your attention away from your talk. And then you got to go potty because you didn't go beforehand. And that takes your attention away from the talk. You missed half of it because you go potty, you know. Now, what's all this about? It's a big laugh. You don't really want to walk your spiritual path if you allow little non-essential distractions to distract you. Now, what does a mother do who goes to a lecture and wants to go to this lecture and enjoy things? She hires a babysitter. So she doesn't have to worry about the kids at all. And she hires a good babysitter. And she is not distracted at all. She doesn't call home every 5 minutes and say, everything okay? Everything okay? She hires a reliable babysitter, one that she has used before. And then she's not distracted. Now, little love over there wants to go into Ingeborg's bedroom, and Ingeborg's bedroom is closed, and he can't go in there, so he's standing at the door saying, don't you understand? I want to go into this bedroom. And we say, tough luck, kid. You should have spoke up a little sooner. We are not going to be distracted by it, are we? Are we?
No.
We're not going to be distracted by it. Of course, that might keep you awake. But we're not going to be distracted by it. There will be so many distractions that come into our life that want to take us away from listening within to the wisdom that's within them. It's a very foolish thing. How much are you going to allow yourself to be distracted from listening to the wisdom within? How many times have you ever sat in meditation? And while you're sitting in meditation, a fly lands on your nose. And it lands on your nose. And it crawls up your eyebrow. And it crawls across your forehead. And you want to get rid of that fly. Well, what the fly is saying to you, ha, I've got your attention, and you're not doing what you said you wanted to do, because you're a weakling. You're not really a powerful meditator. You're not really a dedicated person to whatever you want to do. I can control you. And the moment you have an inspiration from within, and you say, all of a sudden the fly is not there anymore because it doesn't have your attention. The fly, like dogs, cats, and babies and so forth, and other people, they want your attention. Now, the wisdom within you cannot be revealed to you until you learn to give your attention to the wisdom within. And it's the wisdom within you that gives it to you. Now, you can read a book. How many times have you read a book and said, I wonder what I read? You know? And you're sitting there, you're reading a book, and you nod off, and you wake up, and you say, let's see, where was I? And so you start at the beginning, and you fall asleep again and again, because you're not there. Now, why are you not there? You are not there because you're not sincere. When you are sincere, you will not allow any distractions to come into your attention. Now, I must say, distractions are music. Distractions are reading somebody else's book, whoever it may be, however wonderful it is, even my books, you know. These are distractions. What did Tony say? He said he walked to this dimension knowing full well everything he was going to do and being fully prepared. Well, now, whether that's true or not, that sure sounds good. And I have a feeling that it's pretty close to being true, because he would not be illumined to say that if it were not true. So let's not belittle other people because they are on a level of awareness of sincerity that we are not yet there. And we can be there. It's just a practice. Right, Ingeborg?
Yes.
Just practice, practice, practice. Ingeborg? Ingeborg?
Yes?
Why isn't little love barking at the door? Why isn't little love barking at the door? Do we have your attention now?
Yes.
Yes. You see, when I have your attention, there is no distraction. That is not what I do, but when your attention is directed in any place at all, there's no distraction. And when I have your attention, there is no distraction. But when there's a distraction, that means I don't have your attention. And When you realize wisdom comes from living, not from study, you will live beautifully 100% of the days of your life, living aware, happy, fulfilled in every way, not looking for something in the outer, but living from your inner awareness, from that inner wisdom. And what will your inner wisdom say to you? Hey, you're neat. Did it ever say you're naughty or you're bad? Your inner wisdom doesn't say those things. Your inner wisdom says, hey, you're neat. We watched that movie. What was the name of it? Last night.
Danny Deck Chair.
Danny's Deck Chair. Stupid, idiotic movie from Australia. And Danny did not have his mind on anything. And he was just sort of a nothing. And then all of a sudden, he floated away with a bunch of balloons and a deck chair into a thunderstorm and what have you. And he came down in this lady's backyard. And he was so smitten by the fact that he was alive and he came through this crazy adventure that it changed his whole personality. Instead of being a person of no interest in anything, he took a deep interest in the people that he met, in the people that he came in contact with, in the people that were of the community, the new community he was in. And the new community people thought, wow, what an interesting guy. What a very powerful, fantastic guy. I wonder where he's from. I wonder what he does. And he lived up to that because he thought, well, they expect the best out of me. I got to give it. They think I'm a professor. I have to act like one. And he knew it. He didn't have to know all knowledge, but he knew practicality. Don't touch. He knew practicality. And he knew that all things were his because when he listened within, it was there. And you see, this is what we do. We live what we believe, but most of the time we don't live it because we're afraid we might make a mistake. Well, now, he wasn't afraid he'd make a mistake because he went into things that he understood, that he knew how it functioned. And he was very happy. But you see, that's living what you really know is yourself. Now, Ingeborg, if you went to a group and they were talking negative stuff, could you, in a gentle, positive way, say, but now, what's the positive side of that? How might we look at the positive side of that? Not you stupid people talking negative, negative. You see, if you say that, you lose them. But you say, hey, you're brilliant. What is the positive way of looking at this? How might we look at this in a more positive way? And boom, you got friends. You got people who respect you and honor you because you respect and honor them, but first because you respected and honored yourself. You lived what you were practicing. And when Ellen goes into these hospitals, she wanted to protect her butt by saying she took somebody else into the hospital for an annual, not that she went there herself. Mm-hmm. And that's a dumb thing. That's a dumb thing because Ellen knew her way around hospitals because she's been there. And that's a thing of the past. She's now healthy as a pig, you know, and she's just happy as a hog, and she's just a great girl. But the thing is, if you don't stand up for your opinions, why have opinions? And the same with our boy here. He's saying that the shamans do this and the shamans do that. I say, no. No, Tony. You do this and you do that. And when you say you do this and you do that, yes, that's true. You got to stand up for it. And you got to stand back of it and say, that's right, I do this, I am it, I am it. And when you do that, whew, your whole life changes. Wisdom comes from living, not from study. You can study all the books in the world. And if you don't practice what you believe, then you're nothing. People come taking our courses and looking at our philosophy, they say, I like that, I like that. But that's hard to practice. And we say, yeah. It's hard to practice if you haven't been practicing it. But once you practice it a little bit, it gets easier and easier and easier. So look into that stuff and think about where you stand when you recognize wisdom comes from living, not from study. And the wisdom that comes from living and not from study is the wisdom that you have within you right now. Well, my buddies, I love you, I love you, love you.
Love you, love you, love you, love you.